part of that time, and over a period of years, I got frequent communication, primarily by mail, from the area knights of the Ku Klux Klan here in Waco, and also from other Ku Klux Klan organizations throughout the South. The fact is, it did not particularly concern me, but it particularly concerned my wife. And I knew who led the local Ku Klux Klan group. I simply did not feel that they had enough muscle to be concerned about, because they like to create more static than actual violence. In fact, I do not know of any violence that they themselves committed here in Waco, but I do know that they were very active in terms of writing threatening letters and writing letters to the editor and putting you on mailing lists of other organizations and other places who in turn would send you threatening letters. Of course, they were quite anti-Jewish. And at one time, the Jewish congregation here sought to see what could be done about this, since it was being sent through the mail, and they were simply told that it would probably result in more legal difficulties to stop it than the actual harm that this particular group was doing at the time.